Blog Talk Radio.
Extra, extra, read all about it. I'm talking front page stories all over the world. It shook up men, women, boys, and girls. The headline said, if you want to be rich, then you better make sure that you got your shit. Come on.
You know, old school definitely has the Midas touch. It is just an amazing opportunity to enjoy great music. And here on Solar Records Radio, this is Throwback Thursday, where we want to take you down memory lane. I wanted to start it off with just my throwback, which was, you know, the 80s with Solar. And tomorrow we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. But you know, I wanted to start the day off that because that was just so good. Midnight Star, putting it down on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are good. Everybody's well. God has been good to you, right? And, you know, we have a little sun today. The sun came out. I am so blessed and highly favored. because yesterday it was just so, the last couple of days it's just been no sun, very cloudy, very uncomfortable. And so I'm so grateful, even though it's still a little bit on the cool side, the sun is out and my brother Don Fleming is in the show. So you know I'm blessed. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you doing, old man?
I'm good. I'm good. What's been going on? Hope everyone is enjoying this. Is it sunny out there where you are?
Yes, the sun is out. It's beautiful. It's so clear, and everything just looks good in terms of when you look up. The grass is dying. The grass is in trouble because of the weather, and there's no rain either. So it's cold, but the cattle are finding a way to still eat, and the horses is finding a way to still eat. But it's beautiful,
right?
when I look out and I. It's a blessing, man. I'm so grateful for the sun. Oh, I can't imagine. I know there's a lot of countries that, they're gloomy a lot, most of the year. And so I just thought hard. That is hard. But I guess if you grow up in it, then that's normal to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the ones that don't grow up in it, it's like, what? I got to get on a plane and fly to the sun. What's going on here? So, but anyway, how you been, man? How's your Throwback Thursday so far?
It's going good, man. No complaints. It's going to be a great day today. Of course, your taste in music and my taste in music are pretty much the same. A generation older, but yet, man, we still got great taste. And I know it's going to be a great show. So
yeah.
I'm not even tripping.
All right. Well, I love it, man. So you want to get in on this one, or you want to get in on the next one? Because I'll start it off.
I'll get in on the next one, man. You like
okay.
Kick it off, do what
all
you
right.
do.
Yeah.
It's going to be, again, I'm anticipating it's going to be a great show. Then, of course, I'm going to plug mine tonight. I have a Throwback Thursday night.
Yes.
With yours truly, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys tune in for that also. But, yes, we are enjoying the afternoon drive with myself and, of course, Wardell doing what he does.
Absolutely. So, guys, with that being said, I'm going to take us back. We're going to go down memory lane here, and we are a generation apart. But like he said, we both love great classic R&B music. So, guys, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio.
We'll be right back. Let's sing so.
having such a great time over here, just enjoying You Can't Hurry Love. You know, I really wasn't a singer, right? You're still not a singer, but I want to sing. So what I do now is I just sing along with the radio. I'm just having a good time with the music. I hope you guys are good and all is well. Man, oh man, Don Fleming, I want to know what you think about that. So let me tell you guys, obviously that was the Supremes, right? And with the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love. And why would you want to hurry it anyway unless you're kind of in a rush? And you get just hold on. I'm not interested in a relationship. I just want to be with you. Woo, that happens. That happened in my life as a young man. I remember just that girl was so pretty. I just wanted to be with her. I was like, we don't have to talk about anything. Just let me hold your hand. Woo, man, oh, man. Because it was really about showing my buddies, like, look, man, I got game, you know? And so you remember those days, right, Don? You just got to have that.
I remember somewhat. I was a baby, but I remember somewhat.
What do you mean you was a baby? I'm talking about when you got older. I'm talking about you and your time.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you and your time.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, when you were a young teenager, let's say 13, 14, ooh, man.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you. Okay.
We were rushing love. We were rushing. Come on.
You know, I was awkward with girls, so I was that quintessential nerd, man, that, you know, this just wasn't, I don't
That's
know,
okay.
It just wasn't, you know.
All right, that's okay.
I was just awkward.
I was
just awkward. But you know what, man? You had a great block, man. I got to talk about Strawberry Letter 23, man. You played Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's cool about that? That is an actual, I didn't find out until probably about 10 years ago, that song is a remake from a brother by the name of Sugie Otis. Sugie Otis did that song first, and then the Brothers Johnson did it probably, I think, about 5 years later. But, yeah, man, you got to listen to Sugie Otis's version of Strawberry Letter 23, which is great. And, of course, you started off the block with a classic from Billy Preston, Space Race, from, 1973. I love Billy Preston. And you ever heard of the urban myth? That's where the Rock Profiles got its theme from. That's the whole urban myth of that song. That, you know, the Rock Profiles came out about a year later in 74, and everyone argued. The whole argument was that the person who composed the Rock Profiles drew inspiration from the Billy Preston song Space Race. So if you guys remember the theme to the Rockford Files and listen to Space Race, you can kind of hear the similarities. But that was the urban myth at the time, because Dick Clark used it for American Bandstand.
Well,
so that's just a little history behind that. But again, it was the urban myth. I don't know how true it was, but if you can listen to Space Race and listen to the theme of the Rockford Files, you can tell there's some similarities.
Yeah. Boy, you all over my little block. Man, you love this block.
I love that block, man. And yeah. I wanted to let you keep going, but I was like, it's up to you, man. I would contribute, but I want you to do your thing, man, because, again, you put out some great music in this block, man. And, again, it's a lot of great information from this block.
Well, that, I want to keep going, but I would love to Let's mix it up a little bit. I wanted some of your generation in there, but you make the call. I'll let you make the call.
You want something? Here's a. Let me ask you this: you want something slow or you want something up tempo?
You could do up tempo. Whatever makes you happy.
You give me some up tempo. You know what? I got a little New Jack Swing for you, man. How about that?
There you go. You got.
I got some New Jack Swing for you on this blog, man. I want to take you back. People always talk about, well, I'm going to take you back to the year, blah blah blah. I do that. I like doing that. That's a part of my whole stick. You know, I like doing that. But no, man, I want to take you back to a classic from my era, from 1991. Man, I was a big fan of these young brothers. Again, rest in peace to Tony Thompson. Of course, you guys know this song. This is music from High Five, of course, produced by Teddy Riley. The name of the song is called "I Like the Way." The Kissing Game. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday, Soul Eye Records Radio.
Yeah.
Wayne's first LPs were written and composed by our organ player.
Bang him right on.
Yeah, right on.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile.
while the rain plays a melody.
Album 1987, Making Love in the Rain. That was your old boss, Herb Alpert, from the, he's the A in A&M Record.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's cool, man. That song is really heavy, man. It's a beautiful song, man. Yes.
Sung by a young lady at the time by the name of Lisa Keith, but background vocals, Janet Jackson sang background vocals on that song, and of course, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Of course, A&M Records, Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, they had something magical there. you know, back in the day.
Yes. And so we kind of slipped into the love zone.
A little bit, right?
It is all good because it was fun. We tell them who I played.
Man, before that, you played Always and Forever by Heatwave, a Heatwave classic. God, rest in peace to the Wilder brothers, Keith Wilder and Johnny Wilder. Rest in peace to Rod Temperton. Temperton was a part of Heatwave. An amazing song. Just the fact that, you know, that everything that was coming out of Ohio in the 70s was just beautiful. You know, I just can't imagine all of that talent in just one area like that. But I love that. That is a classic. And, of course, I started off the block with a little high five, the Kissing Game. I like the way, of course, rest in peace to the lead singer, of course, Tony Thompson from High Five. So definitely.
Yeah, he was pretty young, huh?
Yeah. He was, at the time, he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was 31, 32 years old when he passed away.
Wow. That breaks my heart, man.
Yeah, he was 15 when the song was recorded too. So, he was young. I was 16 when the song came out, so he was like a year younger than I was. So, of course, rest in peace to Tony Thompson.
I tell you, man. Well, you know, I enjoy working for Herb Alpert's company. Very classy company, and that really taught me what it was like to receive royalties, you know, on a different level. And so I was grateful for the lesson and the respect that they have for their artists, their writers, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Herb Alpert, for just conducting a very well-managed company. It was really a blessing. Janet Jackson was over there when I was there as well. And her career, she just grew up in A&M. So, but anyway, so we're going to get back to some music. We got about another 16 minutes in this first hour here. And so as we are just, going back down memory lane, I hope you guys are enjoying this little journey with us. We appreciate it here on Solar Records Radio. And I look forward to this Saturday. I'm going to have Tiffany on talking about her book, and Tiffany is the niece of Howard Hewitt, and the girl can sing. Woo! She can sing. Beautiful young lady can sing, and very, very intelligent. She is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a child. She's a woman, and so you have to check her out. I talked with her husband before I talked with her. And then when I talked with her, I was like, oh my God, we should be recording this whole conversation. It's so intense, man. The girl is awesome. So Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, tune in. Tiffany will be here, and we're going to chop it up about her book and her journey, as an artist as well. So, all right, guys. So listen, I want to keep this music going old school style. And we're going to do that Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. So I'm kicking the block off, but Don, y'all know how he does. So, hang in there. Here we go. Come on. Hold on.
Don't you hear me? We'll be right back. place I know you wanna go is a good life.
I'm Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I'd like to say hello to all our fans in Holland. The Avro Radio and Television Tip of the Week is, I'm your boogeyman.
I wanna be the one.
can't deny that groove. Once it gets going, it just takes you, right? It just pulls you right in. It's just a thing that really is a blessing. So KC and the Sunshine Band, Boogeyman, man, oh man, and Boogie Shoes, he got all kind of boogie stuff going on. My buddy Tony Westcott played drums for KC and the Sunshine Band, and that was a blessing for him. Yeah, so rest in peace, Tony Westcott. Much love, brother, and thank you for teaching me how to play R&B. He really did. I was a jazz drummer, and Tony was like, you could do this, you could do this. Because you had to really kick back. You had to find that pocket. You had to lean back. You know, because when you're playing progressive jazz, you're really aggressive and you're just going at it. And you're going at it, right? And so I had to learn how to just chill, man, and calm down. And so I did. And, you know, and fortunately for me, I got the blessing to be the drummer for Solar. And so thanks to Griffey and Leon Silvers for that. All right, guys, so we're going to keep this music rocking and rolling here on Solar Records Radio. We do appreciate you and your time. We love you.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. Just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share. I'm
Say what?
Burning custard.
the Jackson Sisters. Man, oh man. So I wonder, did they have an album or was it just a single? Greg?
They had an album back in 73. They're from Detroit. And some classic Detroit music from the Jackson Sisters from 1973. I Believe in Miracles. I love that song, man. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Not to be confused with, you know, the Jacksons, but they're the Jackson Sisters.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought it was, the Jackson. I thought it was the Jackson Sisters of the Jackson 5.
No.
Boy, did I blow that.
It was confusing at one time. I think it was confusing. Because I want to say they cut their chops at Motown also. So, I mean, I can see the confusion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And they were at Motown.
But you were jamming.
go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just saying you were jamming this block. I just had to. I added one song, you know.
Yeah, but your songs are always catch me off guard, and I go, "Whoa, who is that? Never, and how is that possible that I never heard that before?" You know, and so, but you good at, you know, doing that to me. So, and
no, not me.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. I know in the last block, I think I had played like Inner City. I was a big house music fan at the time. And especially a lot of that Chicago house sound. And for those who didn't know, that was Inner City Good Life from the last block from 1989. It was just something about house music that, you know, people say, well, it was just that repetitive beat. It was a repetitive beat, and it was so cookie cutter. But it,
right.
I mean, I fell for it. I was a young kid. I loved it. I loved the fact that, you know, you had a lot of, you know, Frankie Knuckles and all of those cats that came out from that Chicago underground scene. And of course that New York scene in the late 70s with a little bit of the disco kind of going into that house music of that Chicago style. So I was just a big fan of music, man. And I just absorbed it as a kid. And I guess that's why I'm doing things like this now. That's why you guys hear me today. That's why I'm here with Warnell today.
That's cool. Well, we're happy about that. We're glad you went that journey led you right here to Solar. So thank God for that. We appreciate that very much. Hey, guys, I do have people asking how can they buy our 45. This is Wardell Potts Jr. talking in regards to Dynasty. Our song, our record is out. It's called I'm Still in Love. And you could go to AustinBoogieCrew.com, AustinBoogieCrew.com. And that's where you can find our 45. You can order it, and they'll deliver it right to your home. You know, so, you know, there's a difference, Don, you know, because with the 45s, you know, people want they want that vinyl, right? And so it's tangible, and the credits and everything is on the album. And so they want those things, especially people that are hardcore, you know, music listeners. And so they want that vinyl. So it's not like the digital where you can just download the song.
Right.
You know, so it's a beautiful thing. And I'm just happy for, you know, for them that we can give that to them. So AustinBoogieCrew.com to get the copy of Dynasty's 45. You got two songs on it. So you'll love the B-side, because it's a different flavor in terms of the vocal. It's Kevin Spencer is leading that one all the way through. So you're going to really be to get a treat from Kevin Spencer. So please go out and pick it up, you know. There's other things you can buy in regards to Dynasty as well. So just when you go to the website, you know, check it out and stuff. And they have other artists as well. So have a good time surfing on the internet there. All right, Don. So what we got next?
Well, hey, we got about another 44 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for hanging out and tuning in. It is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Catch us every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, the afternoon drive, Wardell and myself, and, of course, the night shift. I got the night shift, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Thursday night. But let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to take you back to the year 1986 from a classic from the late, great James Ingram. This is called Always. If I can get it to play, you know, it's just... Here we go. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
All right. Thank you.
Tell me you're not serious, but it's lovers anymore. Well, let's just be friends.
That life is for the living. So let's live it, baby, yeah. Most of the people say that love is for the giving. So let me love you, girl, yeah. And I gotta have your love. And hey, baby, don't you ever say goodnight. Oh, when you know I gotta have your love. Ooh, baby.
That is classic Isley Brothers. Of course, I had to hook that up for Wardell. That is, of course, You Love Harvest for the World. That's one of my favorites from them also, but I had to hook this one up. I love, love, love this. Don't Say Goodnight, It's Time for Love. Had to hook that classic Isley Brothers for you, brother. And before that, from 1989, I had to hook up a little Janet Jackson. Actually, her brother, Jermaine. How can I mess those two up? That is Don't Take It Personal.
Don't Take It Personal.
Of course, from 1989. Yeah, and I'm not trying to take it personal. From Jermaine Jackson. And, of course, started off the block with a classic from James Ingram, the late, great James Ingram from 1986, Always. I love that song, man. It's a beautiful video. He's coming in like he's on this desert with a horse and it's just a great video. Check it out on YouTube, man. I'm still a big fan of music videos too. So.
I'm so sad. It disappoints me so much when I hear you say the late James Ingram. It's like, whoa, good gracious. He was such a gentleman, and I believe he died from brain cancer. And it's just really sad, man. Really, really sad. I met some really incredible people in my journey, and some of them are gone and so early on. And I, you know, and we always say rest in peace, right? And it's like, oh man, I just hope that, you know, when they're resting, when you've gone to the other side, that you are like sleeping, right? And so you are in a peaceful state, and I just pray that they are. I get so caught up in this stuff because it really it makes me crazy.
Right.
It makes me crazy.
You know, the beauty of living is to leave that mark. And when you leave that mark, I mean, the fact that James Ingram left a hell of a mark in this world. And all of the artists that we play here, we celebrate the legacy, we celebrate their life, and that's the beauty of it. What they leave here is what's important, you know. And again, we mourn the passing. We get that. I mean, that's a way of life. That's the natural order of life, that we mourn a person who isn't physically here. But the fact that that person was able to leave that mark and leave what he left as far as in his music and his humanitarian deeds and things like that, because the brother was a philanthropist too. So shout out to, you know, a lot of people don't hear about that. But again, I think that is something major that we talk about. And again, that's something that we commemorate and we celebrate, not only just, you know, the fact that he's passed on and we mourn that, but the fact that the legacy that he left, we can still smile for ages.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And so that's why it's really important, like, you know, Don said, that we leave a legacy of something for our friends and family and loved ones to just be able to help to keep our legacy alive and talk about us and the things that we did, even if it's only loving. Like I hear Greg, one of the associate producers here at Solar Records Radio, the way he talks about his mom, the way that she loved him is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that to me, there's no difference between that and somebody leaving a great music legacy or a great acting legacy. There's no difference. They're all very important. The level of importance to that individual is even higher for them. Like for Greg, I mean, his mom was everything, right? And so,
and so
when I hear that she's done that for him and she's left that for him, you know, he keeps her alive all the time, just sharing her legacy and how wonderful she was of a mother to him, you know. And so, yeah, so I guess we have to do that. We have to make sure that we leave an imprint. You know, I love to leave an imprint of love. I want people to know that God is love and God is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for some of us it's very difficult to grasp something that you can't see, but you can feel. You can feel the love of Christ, and you can feel it through friends, and you can and you can see it if you want to see it through others, their walk and how they've changed and how they've come to and blessed you with their, you know, whatever it is that they've done for you. There's people that just come into your life out of nowhere and they bless you. That's something that you can see, you know. And it's up to you if you want to give God the credit or not. It's really up to you. But it's something that I feel that's really important that we recognize the power of love and how wonderful it is and all the great things that can be done with it. And all the great things that have been done because of it already. So I would love to leave that legacy for the world and my family. That's the most important thing to me, is the love of Christ. Everybody has their own thing, right? And what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Don, thank you so much, man. I know you got stuff that you got to continue to do today, and I know you've been multitasking and just trying to do your best to enjoy your passion, which is music, and your work, which is your livelihood. So, you know, I don't know how much longer you're going to be here, but thank you for what.
I'm here. I'm just you know, people have questions and. You know, I'm trying to answer those questions, and I'm multitasking, but it's all good. I'm here, and I'm here hanging out with you for the next 22 minutes of the show. Again, guys, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Make sure you like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Also, you can go to WardellPotsJr.com, or of course, you can definitely go to what's the other one? SolarRecordsRadio.com. And you can definitely, if you want to support the show, get some good mugs and some good merchandise out there, man. So make sure you support the show by doing that. So
Amen. Really
appreciate it.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. So I want to just tell you a little bit about my friend, Jerry Knight, who was a great songwriter and producer. Jerry and I also, he produced the Jets and quite a few other groups. But he was in the group Radio. And he did the song on the Jets, I Got a Crush on You. So I think that was their first biggest hit, right? Their first big hit.
Their first smash hit. Of course, their first song really was Curiosity. Yeah. And they didn't take off till really Crush on You came out.
Right. And so Jerry Knight was also like me, you know, we became pretty writers and we both were writing at A&M Records under Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, and we were doing our thing and to continue to survive in the music business. That writing and producing was just another way of making income, but we also were musicians who loved to play. And so I was in Dynasty and he was in Radio. You guys remember Radio? Y'all remember Radio? Yeah, so who else is in Radio? Who's the lead?
Oh, Ray Parker Jr.
Right. And so Radio was really, so that's where Ray Parker comes from, right? And so Jerry Knight was in a group with him, and they had a really nice thing going. So I want to play a song from Jerry's legacy that he left for us here at Soul Art Records today and the world and his family. So here we go, guys. Radio, and we'll be right back.
Tells me how I feel.
Kidding me, that is so funky. Charles Wright putting it down, man. Oh man, Express Yourself. And that really takes me back, and that was one of those fun, you know, as a drummer, that was fun to play because the drummer was a little on the busy side. You know, in R&B, right, we have to kind of just keep it in the pocket, keep it clean, keep it right and everything. But we want to thank you guys so much for everything that you do here on Solar Records Video. Appreciate hanging out with us and your comments and compliments. And you guys are funny on my throwback picture. Funny friends, you guys. That is, you know, I couldn't help it. Those shorts, were, that's what was happening back then. You know, that's, you know, I was a product of the environment.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, them shorts were short back in the day.
Those
Lord.
Little tight shorts of yours.
No,
yeah.
No, they weren't tight. They were just short. They were just short. Tight and short, that would be a problem. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But back in the day, you look at those spirits, they're short, they're tight. That's the way guys look at it like that. See, he grew up, Don grew up in the Michael Jordan era, right, where they had the long shorts. But, see, I grew up in the Magic Johnson era where they were short shorts. Larry Bird, short shorts. They were really short. And then Jordan came along and showed everybody, yeah, this is how you do it, buddy.
Well, you know, my college years, if you think about my late high school going into college years, the Fab Five in Michigan, they had those shorts coming down the way below your knees, and they were real baggy. So we got into all of that. So yeah, we couldn't do the tight shorts thing, man. That was kind of,
I didn't do the tight shorts thing. Stop saying tight shorts. Good gracious. It was short shorts.
See, oh, it's a big difference. Big difference there. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended you.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
You see,
it's
guys?
Silly.
I tell you. So that's what, you know, this is all you get for friends, then forget it.
that's hilarious.
Anyway, much love. Thanks. Hey, Greg, the flyer that you made. Whoa, dude, man, that's awesome. Thank you for that. For Tiffany's show, Howard Hewitt's niece, she's going to be on. She's a singer, but she's writing books. And so our show on Saturday will be about her book. And but you'll hear her sing. Oh, my goodness. She can put it down, too. Lord.
Hey.
So check it out. And I'm about to post that flyer shortly here. Don, anything else you want to say before you close this out?
No, man. You want me to close it out? We you know, I got some heat for you.
Uh-oh.
We can wait till the night, and you can close it out.
Well, okay. What are you trying to say that? I don't have no heat. All right. I'll close it out with my earth, wind, and fire heat. And
please,
guys,
yes, of course. There you go.
Thank
close it
you
out.
Guys.
We'll see you guys tonight. Take me out tonight, and Wardell's gonna call in and hang out with me. He always try to hide from me. But check it out tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Throwback Thursday night.
Yep, tonight, Don Fleming. Watch out, I'll be there. See you guys. Have a blessing. Now I'm proud to break it.